Well, coming up this weekend, folks have an opportunity locally to help out the Atlantic Food Pantry times a few here just by your donations. So it's a good opportunity for you. And the Atlantic Post Office is getting in on the opportunity there, too. Mark McNeese is a supervisor with the Atlantic Postal Service here in town and stopping by here this morning just to visit here briefly. You've got an opportunity for folks to help out with donations to the food pantry this weekend.
Yeah, we sure do, Jim. It's the regular Stamp Out Hunger campaign the National Association of Letter Carriers have done for almost 30 years now. It's always the second Monday in May, but because of COVID the last couple of years, it's been postponed, so we didn't do in person, you know, gathering of stuff. But this year it's back. And so this Saturday, the carriers will be collecting food items, and a little bit of a different twist this year, which we'll discuss on how they can help the Atlantic Food Pantry.
Yeah, you bet. Well, there's always the danger when we have things that get interrupted for something like COVID, which interrupted a lot of things, that you don't know if people are going to come back and help out the way they did in the past. Folks were always pretty supportive, weren't they?
Oh, my, yes. We have picked up and taking, you know, a couple of truckloads of food down there after the one-day drive, and which is great, but, you know, they're a limited space, too, and it's difficult for them to get a lot of that in and storage for it, and then you run into a lot of expiration dates that they have to worry about. And so it's a great thing. It's a big deal, and we bring in a lot, and the community has been very supportive, and I'm anticipating this year. They know the need is increased, and they know that they haven't for a while in some ways. I expect it to be pretty big. But we've also got the opportunity with the grant that we'll discuss here that the food pantry's got that we can make a bigger impact and not necessarily give a food item.
Yeah, that Iowa Economic Development Authority grant is a pretty impressive one. I mean, whatever donation you make gets multiplied times four. It's going to be, I mean, that's a pretty awesome opportunity for them. And that's why you kind of change in the way you're going to do it. In the past, you were collecting cans and boxes of food items and things. Now, show me the money.
Well, yeah. I don't want to say we won't. We still will pick up the food items you leave out by your mailbox. The carriers will grab them. Or somebody that may be helping, I'll probably be going around doing, but I'll slap something on the side of my vehicle so you don't think I'm stealing the food. but we'd be glad to do that. But with the grant this year, and in talking with Dr. Burkhardt and Brad Osborne and some of them from the food pantry, and how we can get the biggest bang for the buck, so to speak, in this, is that we'd be glad to pick up monetary donations to the Atlantic Food Pantry. We prefer checks. That would be easiest. If you don't use it, if you want to leave cash, I'd prefer you handed it to the carrier if you're going to be around and do that, or bring it down to the post office or something. You know, we've got until Saturday, or we'll take it afterwards too. But to pick those up, and you could leave it just like outgoing mail on the outside of your box so they can see it, maybe right on the outside, Atlantic Food Pantry donation or letter carrier or, you know, mail carrier. Food drive, anything like that, and we'll pick it up just like the outgoing mail and make sure it gets to the food pantry and that they can use it and like I said, quadruple what the people are giving.
Yeah, well, you know, we mentioned how we hope that people come back to getting into the habit of doing these types of things again after the COVID stoppage there for a couple of years. But the one thing COVID didn't stop was the need, and it's been pretty great. In fact, it kicked up quite a bit. There were a lot more people that were food insecure and needed that assistance from local food pantries. So even more so now, it's important.
Right, and it hasn't eased up really. You know, in talking with them, they're still a huge need. And, you know, this started, I had a question before, is like, how did the letter carriers even get in on this? Well, we're around everywhere around the country, and, you know, you get to know your customers pretty good, and you see the need, and you talk with them, and you know what's going on. And this started, I'm not sure exactly where within the U.S. the idea came up, but, you know, it spread and became a national, hey, everybody's going to do this. And the union jumped on, and the Postal Service has been extremely supportive of it. We even got the rural carriers in on it, that they'll pick it up. We saw the need. It's there. You know, carriers do what they can to help their customers. They become like family, and we want to take care of them. So having this and doing the need has been a real blessing for everybody and something we've been happy to do. It's a lot of work, but extra work, but we're glad to do it. The postcards went out today to most of the residents in Atlantic. We didn't get as many as usual, so we're hitting as many as we can. So if you didn't get one, that's another reason we're doing the media blitzes, that, hey, the food drive is this Saturday.
Sure, and share that information with your neighbors, too.
Exactly.
Spread it around the neighborhood so folks know. And again, you know, you don't have to, you know, drop $100 in an envelope. We'd be happy with that, mm-hmm. of course. But even if you intend to donate, say, $100, if you make just a couple of dollar donation, you're going to boost that by $4 for every dollar that is spent. So you can make a really big impact here.
You can. $5 is 20, I mean, in effect. So, yeah, you can make a large impact. And the great thing is that then the food pantry gets to manage that, you know, when they have the need, when they're low on something, when they, you know, they have the ability now where they didn't used to have some perishable products and meat products, and they can use it throughout the year as needed. So, I mean, this is tremendous. The fact that they got that, and then that we as the Postal Service and as a community can help them out like this. This is going to be a great year. It's a great thing. So I'm really hoping that people will take advantage of that. And like you said, it doesn't take much to make an impact.
Yeah, you bet. Well, on top of that, too, once they get that money collected, then they get that opportunity to get that matching grant of up to $25,000. So
right.
it's pretty impressive grant match there. But in addition to that, you know, they'll be very prudent with their dollars once they mm-hmm. receive them. They'll look for sales and different things yep. like that, opportunities yep. for them to be able to stretch that as far as they can. So anything you can do to help, that would be wonderful. So really, it's just as simple as stop by the post office if you'd like, or you can just leave those donations there near or in the mailbox,
yep.
correct?
Yep, yep. If you're going to leave the food items or whatever, just leave them by the box where the carrier usually at so they can see it. We're going to know it's for the food drive. And if you're going to do the check or whatever, just put it in an envelope and just write on there a food pantry or, you know, food drive or whatever, and we'll get it to them.
Very good. Whoa, appreciate the work and appreciate the assistance there. I know the food pantry sure appreciates everything that everyone's been doing for them to help them keep up with the need. Mark, thanks for coming by.
You appreciate bet. Thank you, Jim.
Now, again, just as a reminder, the Atlantic Postal Service doing their part to help out this week and asking you to do your part. So if you can leave that money out there and or the items as well, they'll take that. But for every dollar raised, that raises an additional $4. That Iowa Economic Development Authority award comes from federal COVID-19 dollars, but it does require the community match. So to receive the entire grant amount, they have to raise the matching amount of $25,000, which would knock that way up, of course, because of that $4 match for every dollar raised. So local support, very, very important. The food pantry here in Atlantic has been distributing an increased amount of food to Cass County during the food insecurity issues of the COVID pandemic. They said since 2019, the number of people they served annually has tripled and the cost has increased by an even larger amount. Now, Ken Burkhart, who's a volunteer leader with the food pantry, stopped by the other day and visited just a bit, and he said the costs are up across the board, particularly for food, and they've actually seen the need and the client numbers increase in the past 2 months. So in line at the pantry, said you can actually feel that need. Now, also, the pantry assistance is getting to the right population, according to Burkhart. He says income surveys done to qualify for the grant show that the annual incomes of 82% of their client households are at or below the U.S. poverty level, and the rest are well below median family income for Cass County. The average annual income for all households is about $13,500, and well over half of the households are seniors. Now, the food pantry here in Atlantic has been around for a while, since 1982, and they really hope to have continued assistance to be able to meet those needs and goals and to be able to take best advantage of this matching grant opportunity. So if you want to, again, you can help out. As Mark outlined here just a bit ago, feel free to drop those out on Saturday, and the U.S. Postal Service workers will be glad to pick those up for you and make sure they get to the food pantry. If that doesn't work out for you, though, it doesn't matter how you do it. They just appreciate the support. So if you'd like to send cash or a check to the Atlantic Food Pantry, their address is 19 West 4th Street here in Atlantic, 50022. Now, your donations to the Atlantic Food Pantry are tax deductible. And if you'd like to know more, you can always call those folks during the pantry hours on Mondays and Thursdays from 9 to 11. Their number is 712-243-5019. So again, leave those donations out, and the Atlantic Post Office workers will be conducting that food pantry drive this Saturday, May 14th, and they really, really appreciate anything that you can do, whether it's monetary donations or any food items that you'd like to leave out by the mailbox as well. They'll be happy to make sure that gets taken care of in the appropriate way and gets distributed to the right folks through the Atlantic Food Pantry. They appreciate your support.